From the Maple View Animal Hospital studios, this is the WHTC Morning News with Gary Stevens and Peg McNichol on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to the WHTC Morning News for this Tuesday, March the 2nd. Tuesday mornings, we have a chance to catch up with what is going on in Washington with one of the two men who represent the Lakeshore in the halls of Congress in terms of the U.S. House. And he is U.S. House Representative Fred Upton joining us via the Zoom connection this morning from his office in Washington. Fred, good morning. Hope all is well with you and the family.
All is well. I just got to give you a little warning. I've got a meeting in the Capitol at 8:30, so we got to leave probably a little bit early today.
We'll try to get everything in and get some questions answered. First of all, some media outlets said that you and Peter Meyer were given a shout-out at CPAC on Sunday. I don't know if that's the appropriate term to have, but your thoughts a couple of days after former President Trump targeted you and Peter by name, among others, as those that need to be upturned in the U.S. Elections in 2022 for your vote on impeachment back in January.
Well, we sort of expected it. Let's face it. And his speech was, he talked about more people voting in Detroit than live in Detroit. And that was off by 100%, by a 2-to-1 margin. More eligible voters live there than voted. I mean, there are a whole number of different things. But look, I'm looking through the front windshield, not in the rear view mirror. We talked about impeachment before. You know, I was there. I saw it. I didn't hear any remorse in the president's speech on Sunday. And, life is what it is. So I'm going to continue to work for the folks here in Southwest Michigan and not really spend a lot of time thinking about a campaign, particularly one when he labeled all of us who really spoke the truth. It was a vote of conscience, and the truth shall set you free.
Now, what will it take to get the Republican Party back under some sort of an umbrella? Because it looks as if it is splintered and fractured a little bit right now.
Well, you're right. And you know what? You don't win elections by subtraction. This president, he lost the White House, he lost the Senate, he lost the House. His approval rating was never above 50% in his entire 4 years as president. The last thing that you do is you try and put a stake or split our party. That is not how you win elections, either statewide or nationally. And so we have to move forward, and we have to be together. We have to be a big tent party. And we have to realize that to get a majority, you've got to work with just about everyone to try and earn their vote.
Now, I know this would be a history lesson, and it's not recent history lesson, but it was brought up, and I'm not certain if it was which one of our shows or what sort of term. Wait a minute, I know. Major Garrett of CBS News interviewed Peter Meyer for his takeout program over the weekend, he brought up the term Whigs. And if you know your history, that party, which was the original competitor against the Democratic Party at the turn of the 19th century, got fractured up over slavery and eventually became the Republican Party. Could the Republicans go through this again or have this happen to them over the situation involving Donald Trump?
Well, I sure hope not. I didn't see the interview with Peter over the weekend, but it's, one of the things that was heartening in the president's speech was that he did announce that he wasn't trying to split off into a separate, quote, patriot party, as we might have seen some little bit of news about that here in Michigan this last week. So that's a good thing, because you don't win elections by dividing yourself. You don't win elections by subtraction. We need to be together. We need to focus on things that Republican values stand for: a stronger economy, people working, a free enterprise system. All those different things is part of our mantra. It's part of our vision in terms of where we should be going. Again, looking through the windshield, not through the rearview mirror.
We're talking with U.S. House Representative Fred Upton. We've heard from State Attorney General Dana Nessel. She apparently is siding with this environmental coalition that is going against the proposed switch of the Palisades plant from Entergy to Holtec. This group is saying that Holtec, frankly, can't do the job, don't have the resources, don't have the plan. Obviously, Palisades right in the backyard, right in your district. Your thoughts about this planned, as they say, takeover by Holtec next year when Entergy wants it to decommission that plant?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics. I'm not aware of the story with the AG. She's not communicated that to me. This is something I deeply care about. I mean, it was announced a number of years ago that Palisades was going to shut down for a whole variety of different reasons. We need to make sure that the transition works, that the employees that are there are taken care of. It's a major, you know, it's a major taxpayer, the largest taxpayer, obviously, in Van Buren County. They've done a lot of good things for the county in terms of charitable contributions, obviously the salaries of hundreds and hundreds of people that are there. So I'll be glad to work in whatever way that I can to make sure that that transition works for everybody, not only in the community, but also for the employees.
How much do you know of Holtec? And whether or not they can do the decommissioning.
I had a meeting early on. I weighed in a little bit, but of course, this is, you know, this is not a government, it's not a federal government issue, but it's one that is the top Republican on the Energy Subcommittee. I want to make sure that it, the transition, you know, works and use whatever. I don't really have any levers, but maybe a little positive push. I can try and help as we've tried to get people together to make sure that their contracts, their training, their ability to seek employment of equal status. You know, we've got another plant just down the road, the Cook Nuclear Plant. And of course, and there's a real desire for talented people like we've seen at the Palisades plant, which operated that facility so well with great years of producing electricity for all of us, not only in the state, but also in the region.
One final thing, Fred Upton, I do need to ask you this, and hopefully it won't take too long. Saturday morning, the vote on the $1.9 trillion America, what was it, America Saves Fund or something like that, the COVID, the coronavirus relief stimulus package. Obviously, Republicans were not pleased about it, but it's now in the Senate's hands. How much of it can really help, and how much is it more just pork?
Look, we need another COVID package. This was the wrong package. It wasn't bipartisan, as every other package was when President Trump signed them into law going back to a year ago. It was crammed with pork. You know, there's $100 million for a new tunnel for Nancy Pelosi's district, for a new subway. There's a new bridge for Chuck Schumer in New York to go over to Canada. You've got, the Senate properly, the parliamentarian appropriately ruled that the doubling the minimum wage for a lot of states to $15 an hour is not does not fit with the normal practice. So that's been jettisoned, although that was in the House bill. Only about 10% of the bill was COVID related. Yes, we need more money to produce a new vaccine. Yes, you know, take care of the tangents. Yes, we need more money to help distribute this, to roll up people's sleeves and get them out. Yes, we need, COVID expenses. I'm all for it. But when 90% of the bill, almost, remember, $1.9 trillion, almost $2 trillion for this bill, of which already we haven't spent $1 trillion from the last bill that the president signed the beginning of the new year. So it's, we offered, Republicans, we offered hundreds of amendments in committee. None were accepted. And no amendments were allowed on the House floor. That is not the way to operate on a $2 trillion package. I'm hoping the Senate can make some substantial changes. It's going to come back. Yes, we do need to take care of those that are unemployed. And of course, those benefits expire March 14th. So that's sort of the cliff that we're trying to deal with to make sure that they're not taken away. But this bill needs a major rewrite. I'm hoping that the Senate can do it. When we get into conference, I hope that Republicans aren't shoved out into the hallway and not allowed to participate in any way.
He is Congressman Fred Upton. He joins us Tuesday mornings to talk about some of the issues in Washington. Fred, thank you very much for your time and your insights. If all goes well, let's do this again next Tuesday morning.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fred Upton, on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.